Thousands of churches are planning to hold services this Pentecost Sunday, an important Christian holy day held 50 days after Easter. Religious services are no longer restricted in about half of the states, but some churches that have reopened have already seen COVID-19 outbreaks. One of those churches is the First Baptist Church in the town of North in South Carolina. It's about 30 miles outside of Columbia. The church is led by Pastor Shane McElrath. And Pastor McElrath, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me on the show today.
Yes. So your church is closed now, correct? But it was open a few weeks before some members were exposed to the virus. Can you tell us what happened?
Sure thing. We've watched the progression of this virus, at least here in South Carolina. We felt about 3 weeks ago that the virus was declining and that we would be safe to resume in-person worship services if we, of course, would abide by the guidelines laid forth by the CDC. So 3 weeks ago, we did resume Sunday morning only worship. We had masks. We were advising folks to socially distance. We were providing gloves and hand sanitizer and making sure that our facilities were, of course, sanitized before the worship service.
And you found, even in doing all of that, that someone in your congregation might have had COVID-19 and 40 members exposed?
Unfortunately, that was the case. We received a phone call just this past Tuesday from the individual. The individual, of course, was not aware they were positive for the virus. They had merely went to be tested out of precaution. And so they were, of course, very alarmed, and they were very prompt in notifying the church so that we could start making the necessary precautions and advisements.
Yeah, and what are your advisements? What actions have you all taken?
Well, we understand the severity of this situation. So for starters, we've advised the folks who were in attendance this past Sunday to quarantine themselves, as the CDC is advising. And in addition to that, also going to get tested. We've received a lot of phone calls already from the folks who were in attendance, and a lot of them have thankfully taken that advice. Beyond that, we've made the decision as leadership of this local church to suspend in-person worship services for the month of June, only having online services. We just want to send the message to our people that we know that this is a severe sickness, and we want to protect them and also protect our community, because that's what a local church is called to do, is to serve, love, and protect its community.
I want to ask you more about that. There's sort of a battle brewing throughout the country over whether or not churches should open. In California, there were outbreaks that were traced to a Mother's Day service. In Arkansas, the CDC has linked 4 deaths to a church gathering back in March. Now that this is hitting so close to home in your church, what are your thoughts about some of the other congregations throughout the country who are taking this step and really strong in saying we should be open?
Well, I think, unfortunately, this is not a one-size-fits-all type scenario, and so each local church has to look at its community and even the surrounding communities and really try to make the best decision for them. There's certainly places throughout our country and throughout our states that are hot spots for this virus, and there's some spots who've yet to be affected. And so I think each congregation needs to be wise and prudent in making that decision on whether to resume services or whether to continue doing only online or whatever they've decided that works best for them.
Even in spite of the fact that you all have had this scare, you feel that it's up to the individual churches?
Well, I would, but I would also encourage other churches to really take a step back and make sure that they understand all sides of this situation. You know, we can take the greatest measures and put in place the strictest guidelines, but unfortunately, there'll be folks who are exposed to this. And so, I think that it's probably best for them to really look at their community and what's going on in terms of the numbers. And I think as businesses and different things continue to open, at least the danger is going to be there until this sickness, of course, is no more.
That's Pastor Shane McElrath speaking with us from the town of North in South Carolina. Pastor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.